The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, I've got to say thank you to Dr. Annette Mercantat, St. Clair County's Medical Health Officer, for being so available to us through this pandemic. We've talked on a regular basis. I keep waiting for the week when she doesn't need to call, or she calls and says, there's really nothing to talk about here. It's over, but it's far from over. Dr. Annette Mercantat, thanks for being with us again this week.
Hi, good morning, Paul.
We're not done with this yet, are we?
No. No, everyone's tired of COVID, but it's not tired of us, right?
Yeah.
It's still very much with us.
In fact, the numbers statewide and even here in St. Clair County seem to be going upward. This is not the direction we want to go.
There's no question they're going up. Question is, will they spiral out of control, or will they continue to kind of gradually go up? And of course, there's always, even with a gradual increase, there's going to be a tipping point. I think we're seeing a little bit of that tipping point. We're seeing more activity. We're seeing a little bit more deaths, right? We're not seeing too much more activity in the hospitals, although you're hearing about it throughout the state. Especially, interestingly enough, rural hospitals seem to be getting impacted. And that makes some sense because we're seeing a lot of activity, obviously, in the UP. So it's looking a little different than it did in the spring, but the risks are still very real.
Yeah.
And of course, here we are talking about the same issues. We don't have any new solutions. We don't have any new solutions yet. So
Right. It's
same old story about what we have to do.
But, you know, as we look at the months ahead, we're getting close to Thanksgiving. We're getting close to Christmas. People are going to want to travel. People are going to want to have, large family gatherings. And I guess that we need to plan accordingly this year, don't we?
Well, there's what we want to do and what we should do. And, I was sharing with you a little bit before this we came on is the real discussion in the public health world is, well, how do we respond? So there's really only three basic responses if we want to continue to try and do something. I mean, the fourth response, of course, is to do nothing, ignore it, and just watch it. Everything, watch things lose control and hope it doesn't, but knowing it will, right? So for us, as public health professionals, that's not an option. So the only other three options are pass more local ordinances, local orders, enforce the ones that are already in place statewide, or convince people that it's the patriotic right thing to do to sacrifice a little bit and protect your fellow human beings. And of course, I've said this over and over. My preference is that latter option. I believe in the goodness of mankind. I think most people would rather not see other people get sick because of their carelessness or negligence or whatever. And I think if they can just convince themselves that this little bit of sacrifice now is worth it, then, maybe having a small holiday gathering is going to be okay and do a big Zoom meeting with bigger family.
Yeah.
It is a sacrifice, but I do think it's worth it. And I think people really need to think about this very, very carefully. This is our World War II. This is our generation's World War II. And our enemy, our common enemy, is the virus. It's not a foreign power. But if we don't do this right, it's going to injure us in a terrible way. And I think we just have to decide to step up to the plate and do this together.
I think one of the big problems has been not just the politicization of the mask, but misinformation about the mask. I think a lot of people, question whether the mask really does any good, and obviously it does, or you wouldn't be asking us to wear one. I think also people want it to be a 100% cure, like, oh, okay, well, if we all wear masks, nobody gets COVID. I mean, all it does is slow the spread.
Right, right. And people, I've seen memes on Facebook like, well, everybody I know that got COVID so far has a mask, so it proves it doesn't work. You know, nothing, you're right. There is none of these interventions are 100% effective. Nothing we have in life is 100% effective. Well, that's the only thing, is, you know, death and taxes
right,
are the only
go.
Thing you can count on, right? So that's not the excuse not to use it. We have tools that we slow things down, and that's what we need to do to continue as a viable society. We need to slow the virus down so it doesn't cripple our economy, so it doesn't cripple our hospital systems and, you know, our nursing homes. It's just common sense. And I don't know why the misinformation just persists. I think, you know, obviously it's because what people want to know, and if it confirms what they want to know, then they'll believe it, even though it's not true. But I'll just say again, masks do not put you at risk for low oxygen levels. The harm is so minimal that even if it didn't do as much good as we think it does, it would still be worth it, right?
Right.
Because, it you know, the whole risk-benefit is just overwhelmingly positive. So, yeah, I don't know why those myths persist other than people like to confirm their biases, I think.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I mean, none of us entered 2020 hoping that we could cover our face for the whole year, but here we are. It's something that we have to do, and like you said, a small sacrifice that we can make to help prevent this thing from getting out of control again.
Well, think about this: if you wear a mask, then you can still interact with human beings, which we all know is a critical part of this whole thing. I mean, that whole shutdown worked, but it was hard. It was hard on everyone emotionally, and it was hard on the economy. So, mask wearing and doing business differently and socializing differently so that you're not close together, right, it's a win.
Yeah.
It's a way that we can continue to interact and not harm each other. So to me, it's hard to understand why, and I know people don't like, masks are uncomfortable. I know it. But it's still something that the positive far outweighs the negative. So we just got to get there. And yeah. I don't know, I'm a little concerned. I don't know that we have the time at this point to sit there and cajole people and tell them to turn off the darn phone and the right. Facebook, the social media, and just listen to people who know what they're talking about and just do the right thing. And we might unfortunately have to come down to the fact that we have a crisis on our hands and we have to respond in a crisis mode. And, the tragedy of all this, really.
It is. I am heartened when I see people change their mind, though. It took Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, getting COVID to realize that he was wrong. But to his credit, once he was released from the hospital and recovered from COVID, he said, I was wrong. I should have worn a mask. I should be wearing a mask, and you should, too. So I think more and more people, whether they get it or they know somebody that has it or they just come to realize that maybe the health experts are right, we should be masking up. They are starting to do it.
It's not the right thing to be fighting over.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's plenty of other things to fight about.
There's plenty of other things that I could agree to disagree with you with, but this is just shouldn't be one of them. It just shouldn't be. And I have to say, I'm getting tired of the fighting over that.
Yeah.
We're all tired of this being part of our reality. But we should be really talking about debating other more important things. The mask shouldn't be a debate. And I have to be honest with you, neither should large gatherings. I'm a little dismayed at what I'm seeing, especially with some of our school functions, getting a lot of calls about the, outdoor, the football games, mm-hmm. and that nobody's paying any attention to the social distancing. I mean, look, those kinds of things are a gift. They're not a right, and they may end again. If you're going to a football game or any of these sporting events, keep your distance from other people. That was the plan. That was the idea of letting this go ahead and happen, is that people would be responsible with each other and the athletes would be responsible about what they're doing. And if that's not going to happen, the whole thing's going to come crashing down.
Yeah.
So.
Common sense. Yeah. And like you said, it's different. Just do things differently. Don't have large gatherings. Have a small family gathering. Keep your tribe mm-hmm. and your circle small, and there'll be another day when we can all get together. But for now, We got to do things differently. Try and stay safe.
Short-term sacrifices for long-term gain.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. Annette, always appreciate the information and the insight. We will talk again soon.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Take care. God bless.